Proclamation number 5683 of 24th of May, 1953. Outpouring of the Spirit. Healing the sick. Working miracles. I promised you my spirit when I lived on earth. I promised you that I would also be with you in spirit after my ascension to heaven. I assured you of my constant presence and also that I want to work in you through my spirit. For I wanted to remain with you until the end of the world, yet not in humanly visible form. Therefore I promised you my spirit. I myself am spirit, and if I am with you in spirit, then God is really and truly with and in you. This is a great saying and cannot be grasped by you humans until I myself can work in you through my spirit. An unbelieving person could never be given an explanation for this, yet even people who call themselves believers cannot understand this mystery. They cannot comprehend that I myself can actually be present such that the human being has proof of my presence. That the working of the Spirit in him thus makes me myself recognizable. For this process needs to be understood with a living faith which emerges from love. My Spirit can only work in a person whose heart is full of love, who therefore also believes in me so deeply and vividly that he longs for my presence in order to receive my strength from me. And my strength will flow to him unmeasured and enable him to be unusually active. As my will, my wisdom and my love recognize as beneficial for him and his fellow human beings. Profound faith calls me and love moves me to express my love. This is the outpouring of the Spirit, that I give my strength to the person who stands in living faith. But the strength has many effects, or else the person who believes in me and calls upon my spirit can use this strength according to his will, for he has already subordinated his will to mine. Thus I determine him, as it were, to want as I recognize it to be beneficial. He will be able to work miracles, heal the sick, penetrate spiritual secrets, i.e., his thinking will become enlightened, he will be able to speak in all truth, recognize the lie and the error, he will be driven to proclaim the gospel to people and speak what I myself put into his mouth, because it is I myself who now speaks through him. He will say what is to come but which is only intended to serve spiritual perfection. And he will be able to speak so that he will be understood by everyone as soon as they willingly listen to him. For I myself am in the one who is filled by my spirit, and I myself can always make myself understood, providing the listeners demand truth and confirmation of their faith. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. People wait for unusual signs when they consider these words of mine, yet everything comes unobtrusively so as not to force people to believe. And so also they pay no attention to those who are filled with my spirit, whose thoughts I enlighten, who are also proclaimers of the gospel, to you, and who unfold much strength of faith in order to witness me to people, in order to glorify my name. People do not pay attention to the few to whom I myself am present, to whom I myself make myself known through the Spirit, to whom I bestow unusual strength which they use for the benefit of their fellow human beings, for the strengthening of faith. But I did not leave you humans when I ascended to heaven. I am and will remain with you until the end of the world. For I am the Spirit, and my Spirit descends upon all who opened themselves to it, who through love and faith have become the vessel of the Divine Spirit, in whom I myself can then work as I have promised. who can now also do what I have done on earth. Heal the sick, raise the spiritually dead to life, instruct the ignorant in all truth and thus help everyone to eternal life whom I myself can address through them. Because where my spirit works I myself am and truly nothing is impossible for me and my strength. And thus you work in my stead when my spirit pours over you, for you receive me myself and now speak and work with me. Amen.